There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow
the money. Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, along with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Here's a little bit of a rundown of what we have on tap over the next 3 hours today as the Super Bowl is set. We will get into the line movement for the game coming up in 30 minutes. We'll recap both games first. Michael Lombardi on the show in an hour, former longtime NFL executive. His thoughts on what took place yesterday and an early feel for that point spread in the Super Bowl. Ross Tucker in 2 hours and Chris Bennett, who makes all the numbers here at Circa. We'll recap yesterday and get into the big game numbers with him at that time. NFC game in 15 minutes. Pauly, we begin with your team. You're holding a really big Super Bowl future ticket on the Chiefs to win the whole thing. Well, buddy, you're one game away. One win, and that thing's going to be a winner for you. And look, I would say this about Patrick Mahomes. There were times where he looked phenomenal yesterday. I mean, the touchdown pass on 4th-and-1 to Kelsey, or 4th-down, huge. The 3rd-down touchdown pass to Valdes-Scantling, excellent. And overall, the numbers look really, really good, 326 yards. There were other times where you're like, oh, boy, I don't know about the play calling here, and I think Mahomes might be a little rattled, and he might be injured. And he wasn't. He talked about that after the game. But overall, the drama was there, and the movement that we had in that game where the Bengals open up the favorite because of the unknown to the ankle, and then the Chiefs go off the favorite, and they eventually covered every number that was on the board.
Yeah, legacy play. Legacy game for him. You didn't know if he was going to play. And then to get the big run, the 5-yard run that doesn't set up the field goal, but you get the horrible penalty by Osai and how he played down the stretch. And you have all these guys out, right? You lose Tony, you lose Schuster. You don't have Hardman. Kelsey's banged up, and he throws for 326 and a couple touchdowns, and you win the game. And it wasn't easy. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a blowout early on, and they couldn't put Cincinnati away. But once again, Lou makes all the adjustments at halftime, and they have issues in the second half, but they get the win. And imagine if you blow that game and you're thinking, well, 5 straight trips to the AFC title game, we can't even get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we can't beat Burrow and the Bengals. But funny how things change. What we're seeing coming in based on one play and what happened on the final drive and the officials get involved.
Yeah, it stunk that Osai did that, but they had to make the call, right? I mean, it really just, for yesterday to go the way it did, I wasn't a fan of the two games. And we'll get into the early game coming up again, like I said, in about 10 minutes. That was awful. And then to end the game like that, I mean, it stinks, but you have to make that call, right? You have to. There's no reason for Osai to actually touch him. This is my comparison.
Yeah.
It's like when you can throw the LeBron play from Saturday night. You don't want to determine a game at the very end. Well, what if the guy gets hammered and it's a hack job, right?
Yeah, right. You can't have it both ways. Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
Right. You can't decide, well, we're not going to let the game be decided at that point. We're going to let him play. No. A foul's a foul. And unfortunately, and Mahomes went down, so that added to it as well. But I think you got to make that play call. If you would have told me, and if a number would have been on the board, the Chiefs are going to win in regulation when the Bengals had first down with less than a minute to go, I would have said there's no chance.
Yep. But it was also the buildup and what led to that as well. Do-overs, phantom intentional grounding, holding calls that weren't called on Kansas City, a blatant roughing the passer on Burrow that wasn't called, and it seemed that the world was lined up against Cincinnati and the officiating, and then that happens. You're right, that should have been overtime. Nance mentioned it. It's like, here we go. It looked like we're finally going to get overtime with the new rules, and that's what should have happened. He's not going to try a 60-yard field goal, and there's not enough time to do anything either with only 5 seconds. So we're headed to overtime again. And then just a horrible decision. The kid's young, 22 years old. He'll have to live with that for a while. He's crying on the sideline. Mahomes sold it, which you have to do. But you're coming with the forearm shiver when he's not even on the white. He's past the white at that point,
right?
Which is just ridiculous. But he's also put in a tough position where you think, well, if I back up and let him go, he might get another 4 or 5 yards with his. I couldn't believe he's able to do that, considering how bad he was hobbled with the ankle, and he's able to take off and run like that. But that's
when it mattered most. He had to suck it up, and he did.
Yeah,
and he got the first down on that same play, though. Like you said, I mean, you're going to have to make that call because of where he was hit. There was a blatant holding on the Chiefs' offensive line.
On multiple guys.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, I don't know how you missed that call. I would also say that on a punt return earlier in that quarter, that there was a block in the back on the Chiefs, not called. So they got away with a lot last night. And
I thought that was clean. I didn't think he touched them. But they certainly got away with a lot, yes.
How about the do-over on third down?
That cannot happen. That cannot happen. Taylor lost his mind. That's third grade stuff.
Now, I've heard former players say this, because people are going to say, well, the end result was a punt, so it didn't matter. I've heard former players say it absolutely could have mattered. And their example was Zach Taylor lost his mind, rightfully so, for a good minute there. So at that point, they were not focused on getting the ball back and taking over on offense. And I know they're human beings and they're grown-ups and they're coaches and they have to get it straight, right? They can't. But that play was so potentially massive that you can understand why a coach is going to be just livid on the sidelines and barking at the referees. And then all of a sudden he's got to pick his cool back up and say, okay, now we're on offense because we did get the stop eventually. It's a terrible job by the referees. And they were asked about it after in the pool report. They said they reset the play clock and the game clock started running. It should not have started running because there was an incomplete pass in the previous play. So they get into exactly what took place and they kind of screwed that up. And then, you know, this is going to be looked at as a throwaway play, and Nance and Romo. And Romo, again, just lost throughout the entire broadcast yesterday.
They're not going for it.
Fourth and six. I can't imagine. What are they doing? They're not going to go for this. Yeah. Okay, good one, Tony.
Yeah.
And then, so he said it's an obvious intentional grounding. Really? Because P. Ryan was actually in the area, and you saw it quite clear on the replay.
Yep.
So Ron Torbert was on. He was a lead referee. He was asked about that. He said the quarterback was under duress, in danger of being sacked, and threw the ball into the ground. There was no eligible receiver in the area. I beg to differ. Torbert continues, and he had not gotten out of the pocket and thrown it beyond the line of scrimmage. So that was a foul for intentional grounding. Here's a great observation in an email from Gary in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
When Burrow got called for the intentional grounding, the clock read 1:22. When the ref spotted the ball, it went to a minute 12 and then started running after the whistle blew. The ball snapped with 1:03 on the clock and 15 seconds on the play clock. With 3rd and 16, I'm sure Burrow had no idea the clock was running because he had it. It was drained. He would have drained it knowing his chances of converting were slim on 3rd and 16. And they happened to pick it up. So rather than a minute 3 on the clock, 15 seconds on the play clock, he takes it down to 1. You're looking at, 49 seconds there. And do the Chiefs have enough time at that point when they get the ball back? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a massive play call in the game. Loss of down, 3rd and 16, clock is running, okay. And a wild turn of events. Just a crazy fourth quarter. Well, and
so the 3rd and 16 to Hurst cannot happen. That's terrible by the Chiefs. He's wide open. 3rd and 16 at their own 10 with a minute left.
Hurst, yeah.
But to what you said, too, the fact that what are the odds that Kansas City gets the ball in that situation, let alone win? And he's just a magician. I mean, they get the ball, they punt with 40 seconds. And he makes a couple plays, and then he puts them in position, and then the ridiculous penalty. But it's marred by what happened, and everyone's going to talk about the officiating, rightfully so. Had they lost that game, that would have been one of the worst choke jobs you're ever going to see. Here at Circa, Cincinnati was plus 630 to win the game. And that was when it was 13-3 Kansas City after the Burrow interception. They're at the 40-yard line. Mind you, they're getting the ball to start the second half.
Yeah.
And then they go pass, pass, pass. And they don't even run the ball, because if you run the ball, you're thinking, well, you take it down to the two-minute warning. And then you Cincinnati doesn't even get the ball back probably until the midway through the third quarter.
Yep.
Then who knows what the score is. Third and 16 to Hurst. 13-3 starting at the Cincinnati 40. The block in the back on their punt return. They dropped an interception early in the game. They had an interception taken away by a penalty. Tony dropped a touchdown. Fourth and 6 to Chase. A taunting call by an old lineman. I mean, this would have been a ridiculous collapse had they lost that game. And they kept Cincinnati in it.
And that's exactly the sequence I was talking about 10 minutes ago with Mahomes. Again, he looked really good in spots. The play calling there when they got the ball back 13-3 was as bad as you're ever going to see.
Oh, you
and then the incomplete passes by Mahomes, too. That was a bad series for him. So here's Zach Taylor. I explained the third down situation. Here is what he was told regarding that play.
That they were going to do the play over, and a whistle had blown somewhere, and so the play never happened.
That was it. Short and sweet. Bam. And he lost his mind on the sidelines, and again, I don't blame the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Overall, though, the referees, and they were doing a pretty good job early in the game. F for both crews yesterday. Terrible. I can't stand it when the referees become a storyline. We talked about it last week because Sheffers, he was flagged the most times out of any head official in the entire league this year. He's going to be on the Super Bowl between the Eagles and Chiefs, so that could be a storyline. Yeah, well, both games. You use the right word. Marred, blackened, whatever word you want to use. Dampered, it stunk. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing you could do in the first game. I mean, that was a burial, but that's just horrible that you got both quarterbacks get hurt and you're running gadget plays and you got emergency quarterbacks and how it was used.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Next weekend, of course, is the last weekend of football, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their exclusive BetRivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use, full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. By the way, I thought the biggest storyline early on in the Bengals game, their offensive line, wasn't really talked about after they looked good against the Bills. Well, boy, oh boy, did it show up. And was a weakness yesterday.
Indictment of Buffalo. Watching that.
Yep. We'll get into the NFC title game coming up next and the most under-discussed part of the game here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Tonight, VSiN has an exclusive look at the first wave of player props from DraftKings. Johnny Avello, director of DraftKings Sportsbook, joins Femi and Wes at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Live Bet Tonight. They'll reveal the new player props as they hit the market. Join them on Live Bet Tonight. Get a head start on all the great Super Bowl prop options right here on VSiN.
Email here from Mike in Connecticut, and it's ftm@vsin.com on the AFC title game last night. How about the punt with 40 seconds to go right down the middle? And yeah. Help the Chiefs set up a 30-yard return. Can we angle it to the sidelines, maybe?
Yep. Bad job there. Yep. How about the Mahomes fumble? Another one. I mean, without being touched. Huge play.
Yeah.
He just drops the ball.
He said that's the worst he felt during the game. He tweaked his ankle hardcore on that play is what he said.
Oh, God.
So, in the other game, was that one of the worst title games we've ever had because of what happened? Folks, not even a full quarter into the game.
Yeah.
Everything linebacker, Fred Warner, first play of the game, hurt. Didn't know how bad. He came back in, didn't know how bad that was going to be. 49ers missed a clear challenge that would have negated a touchdown given the ball. Lost a review and a fumble as a result. Brock Purdy got hurt, had to leave the game. Tried blocking Hassan Reddick with Tyler Croft and or nobody twice. Bosa banged up. Like the time Larry David tripped Shaq and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it just continued on and on and on and on throughout the entire game. I will throw this in about the referees. They missed countless false starts on the Eagles' offensive line. And then they eventually, on the fumble that gave the Eagles the ball back, the fumble by Josh Johnson, both tackles, the left tackle, Trent Williams, and the right tackle for the 49ers, they both jumped. They both should have been flagged for false start. Neither one of them were. Then Johnson got hurt. Purdy had to come back into the game eventually. Mason was held and pushed into the punter later on in the game. No call there. And so, that game completely flipped once. They couldn't throw the football.
I thought Pereira said they got the call right, I think he said. I was surprised by that. I don't know.
They did not get the call right. Mike Pereira was wrong on that.
Yeah, it was. Looked like it could have been pushed into him. But in any event, it's just that's one of the strangest first quarters you're ever going to see with the controversy there. And then the wire, it was a bad day for the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. It was.
How does a ball in a championship game hit a wire and then you can't see? We don't have the right angle to find out if there's proof of what did it hit the wire. Well, the thing stopped spiraling then. I mean, it became a wounded duck. And the guy completely shanked it.
Did it hit a wounded duck? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
you can't see the bird up in the air?
Come on now. It's $1 billion. And then the damn chain breaks again. It's $1 billion industry. Come on, guys. But then you also have the fiasco where you can't dress a third quarterback. So now you're stuck in there where Purdy can't even throw the ball. And then you're running gadget plays, which became fascinating for in play as the Eagles got to 23.5 minus $4 late in the game. Because, San Francisco can't even throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried that thing with McCaffrey. You're also right that time and time again throughout these playoffs, there's been false start after false start, and they refused to call it. And what they were doing against what was going on with the Eagles as well. So it's a horrible way for the season to end with the NFC and how that played out, because you knew the game was over in the second quarter. They couldn't throw.
Yeah, there was also a big challenge, which we're going to get to here in a minute. But this is Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Purdy after he got injured.
He didn't lobby much because he went and kept throwing and realized he couldn't. And so there was no really discussion after that. He couldn't throw. And then when he came in, we had to decide what he could throw. And there weren't too many options at that.
I mean, that just throws you for a good... The quarterback gets injured, comes off, realizes he can't throw the football. And you're like, what do we do? Now, this hasn't even been talked about, really, by anybody. If you go back 6 weeks ago, the thought was Jimmy Garoppolo could be back for the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Was that ever a consideration? Like, was he good enough to go? If so, I need to know why Jimmy wasn't dressing the game.
I saw conflicting reports. One, that he wasn't ready. Another one was they wanted to save him for the Super Bowl. Turned out to be a huge decision, though, either way.
Absolutely.
But then you put Johnson in and you get the touchdown, and it's a 7-7 game, and somehow they survive this, and it's 7-7, and he gets the concussion, and he hits his head getting sacked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once that happened, and then it's like, is Juchek the emergency quarterback, or is it McCaffrey?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're thinking, okay, they're going to run Wildcat, and maybe try, and that's like, no, they're just going to run it because Purdy can't throw the ball. What a fiasco.
So I tweeted this out during the game, and I asked the question, how many more points are the Eagles going to score? I think that's when it was 28-7, because the in-play under, to me,
right.
Reports came out that said when Purdy came back into the game, reporters there said Purdy can, he's not even throwing the ball on the sidelines when the Eagles have the ball.
That's right.
So, and people were like, Shanahan, what are you doing? You got to throw the ball. The quarterback who had to play and take snaps literally could not throw the football.
They're out of guys.
So they had to hand off every single time. It was so if you thought the Eagles were not going to dial it back then and not rub it in their faces, right? After they kicked that field goal, it was an in-play under a dream.
Yeah.
You knew the Niners were incapable of scoring.
It's still a game. It's still a game till the Johnson injury, and then the Johnson fumble, which that looked like me going for the check. How about a better effort on that, huh? It's like Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. Go after the ball.
Well,
I mean, come on, Johnson. It's a perfect snap, too. It's a killer.
You're right. I'll tell you this. After the Eagles scored in the first drive, they did nothing for the rest of the first half.
Yeah, right.
And they were extremely fortunate to be ahead.
They were set up after the first fumble when he got hurt. They're up 7-0. They take over in 49er territory.
Yep.
Then they go 3-and-out. But again, my guy Sirianni going for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Huge. Twice. 4th-and-1 from NFC title game now. It's a title game. 4th-and-1 from his 35. How many guys go for it?
Yeah.
And got it and led to 7 points.
And oh, by the way, that's another non-story. Because it's results-based, right? If he doesn't pick up those first downs on the 2 fourth-down attempts, you know old man screaming at the cloud in his backyard is going to be like, I can't believe this is not how you do old-school football. People would have been screaming, holy hell, if they didn't pick up those first downs. Where's the credit? I said when you tell the story of the 2023 Eagles season, you have to say that Sirianni was willing to go for it early on in fourth down in the NFC title game. So the big one was to Devontae Smith. That hurt my feelings. I had no score under plus money in the first 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, I had 5.5. Yep.
Got you there, too?
Ridiculous.
Yep. So they go deep, and then you saw Devontae Smith, hurry up, let's go, get to the line of scrimmage right now. And this is Kyle Shanahan on the explanation why he did not challenge.
Because the replay we saw didn't definitely show that. We saw one up on the scoreboard. I was going to throw one anyways just to hope to take the chances, but they showed one up on the scoreboard that didn't have all the angles you guys saw, and that looked like a catch. And so we don't want to waste the timeout, which we definitely would have if we didn't see that. But then I heard they got a couple other angles, and you guys end up seeing later that it was not a catch.
So he's going to get crushed either way.
Well, right? This is on the league, though, too.
And
I know Mike Florio called BS about, you don't have a better angle. You're supposed to have every angle that's available, right? And then we don't get it till they go to commercial and come back, and you see the ball's clearly on the ground. But here's where he screwed it up. You have to look at Smith's reaction. He knows. Let's go. Come on, run a play. He's telling you, I didn't catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tell. It's like when Reed blew it yesterday with the challenge. Tony knows he didn't catch the ball.
Tony knew for sure he didn't catch the ball.
That's your reaction. You wasted a challenge. Look at the reaction by the guy involved in the play. Tony knew he dropped it. That's why he's walking down with his head down back to the huddle. Smith knew he didn't catch it. He's telling everybody, hurry up, run, and snap the ball.
Yep.
That's what you look at.
I will say this. If that angle doesn't exist and Shanahan throws the challenge and the ball's caught, people are going to kill him for that anyway. How'd you waste a challenge? The guy caught the ball. So that was kind of a lose-lose for Shanahan, but that was a massive play.
Yes, fourth down.
Yeah, they're going to get the ball back right there. That's their ball. Eagles don't get it on fourth down. And boy, I'll tell you this. I'm glad you brought that up about Tony. I thought the other challenge by Andy Reid was also terrible. It's going to be 4th and inches. Scantling goes like this with the ball to get the first down. Now you're out of challenges?
Yeah, but they're horrible. The worst team in the league, though. 3rd and 1. 4th and 1.
So I don't know. Is that worth it, though?
Yeah.
Not having the extra challenge at that point? And, oh, by the way, what if that ball gets batted away? He's going to be getting killed for that. You never reach the ball like that for the first down.
Can you believe the end play? We'll never see that again. I guess it was stealing, right? When you go back, if a team's laying 20 and a half or 23 and a half in play and the other team can't throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw $4 juice there.
No, that's what I thought with the under. I mean, they can't throw the ball.
Right.
But we're not going to get any more points.
Yeah, but it could be turnovers or then he goes for it. Then, just run it and punt it three times. The game's over. Then he tries the gadget stuff. And they go for it deep in their own territory.
Yeah.
I go, come on, Kyle. You can't throw the ball. Get out of here.
I will say that those two teams could play 100 times. What happened yesterday would probably never happen again.
Yeah. But the league has to change that, too, in the NFLPA. You got to dress three quarterbacks. It's a championship.
Exactly
game.
Right.
And you can't have that.
And call the false starts. It's every single play. Come on. It's driving me nuts yesterday. We will get into the opening point spread in the total. Oh, yeah, we've had movement, baby. And it's been one way. Is it the right move? And what is your best bet on the game? What's your early opinion on the number and total? That's coming up next here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, next weekend, last weekend of football. My God, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets. Get a square on the house. What a promotion, what an offer. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com. Yeah, you realize how much you love football and you're lost when it ends. Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, this is going to be depressing when football ends. Just to clean a couple things up on my end. Yeah, it's 14-7 Eagles. Minute left. Johnson hits Debo for a first down.
First down, yeah.
You're thinking maybe a field goal. Could get something going here. Then the ridiculous fumble that he gives it away. Leads to a Philly touchdown, schools out. Johnson gets the concussion in the third quarter. But, I mean, it's still a game. You're thinking, how the hell is this 14-7? After everything that's gone wrong for San Francisco, and Johnson was, you know, okay, but you're thinking they could still hang in there. But then the ridiculous fumble on 21-7, then he gets concussed and it's over.
Yeah, that was the ballgame.
That was it. That's a terrible way to go out.
One of the worst 3 hours I've ever spent watching football. All things together, that game got an F across the board.
How about the in play though? I mean, we'll never see that again though. You have a team that can't throw the ball.
Yeah, you're looking at the Eagles. I'm looking at the under throughout the game. I lost a couple of bets. When I bet under 36 and a half and under 37, but everything
that's
else
the lowest
was,
you went.
Yeah, but I bet everything else was a winner. Sure. And I had pregame stuff on alternate props under 38 and a half, under 40 and a half.
Wow. Yeah.
But then in play like under 42 and a half, under some other stuff too. Just like the Niners cannot a team. I don't know if this is readily available in Las Vegas, but the team total was going to do nothing for the 49ers.
Yeah.
They had no chance.
Yeah. It should have been a 21-7 final. Why are the Eagles even throwing the ball?
Why is Hurts in the game and running the ball?
And then they're snapping the ball with 20 seconds left
another
on the play
one.
Clock.
Another one.
It's like they can't throw the ball.
Yep.
And you know what they're going to do every play. They didn't even try gadget stuff till like the fourth quarter. So it's just... You can't blow this lead unless you have a pick six or a special teams boo-boo.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You have to set the 49ers up with unbelievable field position probably two or three times.
Yeah.
So don't even just take the foot off the gas, end it, don't get hurt, go to the Super Bowl and be happy at that point.
Uh-huh.
We get 2-1 seeds. That doesn't happen
good.
Every year.
Yeah, very good. In light of what happened last year, that's right. It's a sexy matchup on paper. It's the Andy Reid Bowl. It's 16-3 against 16-3. Have you ever seen a one seed get this much disrespect with Philly? 16-1 now with Hurts when he starts.
I thought you were going to say with the Chiefs.
I saw a ton of Philly is, how about this easy pat, which is true.
Well, you can't, but it's, that's but part of the
still,
story.
Sure, but it's still, they're a hell of a team.
They were
the best team in the league. And their O-line and D-line are fantastic.
You know, Paulie, both things can be true. I mean, look at the quarterbacks they played down the stretch.
Yeah.
Look at the schedule they played overall in the year. It is as weak as it gets. And yet, I will tell you, on paper, they are absolutely a better team than the Chiefs. Now, agree or disagree with the line movement of the game, because Mahomes is Mahomes. And I heard so many people saying this week leading into the Bengals game, they simply cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes. They're smiling today. And the guy has now made his third Super Bowl in 5 years. Been a starter for 5 years.
Right.
hosted five AFC title games, three Super Bowls. So that game opened up. The Chiefs opened up 2.5-point favorites here at Circa. That was at 7.07 p.m. Pacific time. In 14 minutes, it was moved to Eagles minus 2.5. Jeff Benson here at Circa said, quote, the market disagreed and said our opener was garbage. It will be interesting to see where this number goes in the next 2 weeks. He added, they only had sharps betting into the opener. $20,000 limit. The book's opinion is worth one bet, maybe two. Then it shifts to price discovery and getting to the right line, both as quickly and cheaply as possible. Openers mean very little in the grand scheme of things, but it took 14 minutes here at Circa to shift that big and that much. DraftKings opened up Eagles minus one at 7:12 p.m. Pacific. They were at 2.5 within a half an hour before coming down to two where it's at right now. This note, over the past 15 years, the team receiving line movement in its favor, 11-4 ATS for the Super Bowl.
You have to see how health with all these guys. And that's why you might say, yeah, Cincinnati got robbed, but also one, they let one slip away in the fourth quarter. I mean, you don't have Tony, you don't have Schuster, you don't have Hardman. You know, Gay's hurt and Snead's hurt. I mean, what's going to happen with all these guys with KC? You might say, well, the 2 weeks off, they'll be fine, but who knows? And then you got Lane Johnson banged up and and maybe injuries with Philadelphia if they're ready to go. But the O-line and D-line is going to be a problem. Hurts doesn't look right, though, either. He wasn't explosive taking off running the ball, and it's zero. He missed A.J. That would have been the game. He's got A.J. Brown wide open to go up 14-0. He misses him deep.
Yep.
I think school would have been out there, too.
They took some shots deep yesterday, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, I didn't think Hurts played well. It certainly doesn't look like the same quarterback since the injury. But it's a great matchup on paper. I can't kill you if you're going to say I refuse to bet against Mahomes in a big game. I mean, he's got all these guys down, and he still pulls it out, even though they got the breaks, and we'll see if the 2 weeks off helps him, too. But shame on me. I was asleep at the wheel. I didn't grab the 2.5 early at Circa with the Super Bowl bet with the line. So I don't know where it settles. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, so this is what I did last night because I saw what was happening by the time I got to the number being posted on the board. I grabbed the Eagles at a pick'em, and other books were already at Eagles minus 1.5 or minus 2. So I was just, following the money is what I was doing. And then, again, here, they were 2.5 minus 115. I mean, does it get to 3 at some point? Well, we have 2 weeks. I'm going to guess it probably doesn't. But I was also thinking that I could get out of this bet no problem, and I could grab the I could pay. I could maybe get an alternate plus 3.5, and hopefully we have a close game and the Eagles would win by a field goal at that point to win both bets. But that's all I did. I mean, I think the Eagles, again, are from top to bottom, they're the best team and they're better than the Chiefs, but that doesn't mean they're going to win. And I was just following the line moves last night and said, okay, if I can get pick them right now when they're going to go off as the favorite, I'll do that. And that's the reason why I made the bet.
Well, yeah.
But I was also salivating for the Bengals to win the game for various reasons. First of all, I was on the opposite side of you. I had Bengals at big tickets back in October to win the AFC and to win the Super Bowl. Imagine that offensive line against the Eagles front.
Yeah.
Based on what Chris Jones and the Chiefs did yesterday,
that would have been a problem.
The Eagles front would have destroyed the Bengals up front.
Well, I mean, they're second in sacks, though, too. So, I mean, KC did.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
But we saw Reddick yesterday was unguardable.
Right. I didn't think Burrow played well.
No, neither do I.
He made some mistakes, and he could have had three interceptions. One of them, the second one, was just a nice play, and essentially was a punt by the DB. But that was I see that angle too, right?
Another thing I couldn't believe that happened. It's a tie game, 7 minutes left. Bengals have a 2nd and 3. They went bombs away the next two plays. I couldn't believe what I was watching. They tried to hit Chase, missed him. Next play was picked off, and people are going to say, well, the result was the same as a punt. Yeah, I get that. But there's no reason to go get the first down. Get the first down, move the sticks, continue draining clock, and then operate, go about your business at that point. I cannot believe and I love this team, and I love when they take shots, and they have, I mean, the touchdown to Higgins was phenomenal, and Chase is as good as it gets. But just worry about the little things there. And again, have possession of the ball. Don't force it like that. And they did. And that was huge, in my opinion. That could have been a game-altering drive you know, were they just 8 minutes off the clock? Who knows what happens if that pick doesn't get thrown? Or they actually say, here's a 7-yard dump off to, you know, Hurst for a first down. So that was a massive play.
Yep.
And by the way, the total moved as well. It was 51. I saw it get as low as 48.5. And settling in, some spots have, what, 50 this morning now on the game?
Somebody put $1.2 million on the under. That's the biggest bet I've ever heard on a total. BetMGM took that. How about that? On the total, that guy's thinking, oh, God, no overtime. What's going to happen here? I thought they needed to do a better job of trying to get the ball to Chase. You take out the 35-yard bomb on 4th and 6. They held him to 40 yards.
Yep.
You got to have more than 8 targets for that guy. I know Spags does a great job, but based on how he's torched this team in the past, I think you got to get Chase more involved.
Yeah,
and what happened?
It looked like they were going to go to him a lot early on to begin the game. I'll say this: to lead that game in receiving yards, Valdez-Scantling.
Oh yeah, big ticket.
That was a massive number.
Yep, and your Mahomes 9-1's alive and well. All he needs is 200 yards in the Super Bowl now. When you look at the most passing yards for the playoffs,
who has the most right now?
It's Burrow.
Is it Burrow? Okay.
I think he's 200 yards. I did the math somewhere. He's 200 yards ahead of Mahomes.
Okay, well, if Mahomes plays the full game,
that's it. He's got it.
Yeah,
he's got it.
We talked about that on Thursday and Friday of last week. They're the favorite to win the game, right? All you needed was a San Francisco loss, and Mahomes is going to overtake Purdy for the most passing yards. That was a weird number.
It was. Hurts didn't do anything. They won. He had 120 yards, right? So
yeah.
Both teams that get there off the bye. Man, I wanted to see overtime, though. I mean, I thought with the new rules,
so
it would have been perfect.
Absolutely.
And it was setting up just to happen again. And then,
All right, we'll recap the entire day from a betting perspective. All the big numbers that cashed yesterday up next here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go with all the props. Sanders, first touchdown, plus 650. Likewise, Kelsey. Plus 650. Sanders to score 2 touchdowns, 10-1. Boston Scott did it again. Anytime touchdown, 5-1. It's amazing. That and then Gainwell. And Gainwell might cash that most rushing for the playoffs has a big Super Bowl. Chiefs to win between 1 and 6 points at Bet Rivers, plus 370. Eagles to win between 19 and 24 points, 12-1. 49ers to score in both halves, no. Plus 550. Eagles to win both halves. Yes, 3-1. To score first and win. Philly plus 170. Kansas City plus 190. Alt line, Eagles -7.5, +210. The under 40.5, +190. Highest scoring team, Philly +230. Lowest scoring team, San Francisco +190. Most passing yards of the week, Mahomes +165. Most rushing yards, McCaffrey 250 or 3-1. Most receiving yards, Valdez Scantling 50-1 in some spots.
I think he was like 35-1 just for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, alt yards for Hurts and Purdy. If you pounded that under, I mean, the Purdy, you get the gift.
Purdy thing, yeah.
Right, but the Hurts only had 120. And Max Homa. Good job, Jeff Seeley.
All right.
22-1. You have with another outright in golf. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. You always want to see these tweets and the videos. We got a Taco Bell to start. We're all in 2022, but Taco Bell is in 3022. Look at this setup. You come in, how you, guy pulls up. What is this? I mean, where is, okay. They come in, there's your food coming in a tube. That's incredible.
Same thing as going to a bank.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Three or four
well
lines.
Said, it's like going to a bank with the tube when you come in. Put your money in and it comes up. The food comes out in a tube. Where is this? It's incredible. That is impressive. That is 3022 stuff. We go to a fast food. That's top notch. Win some. Madoff, the Monster of Wall Street on Netflix. You got one episode left. Very good. Documentary, 4 episodes. Now, they've done stuff before on it, CNBC, okay. And also...
4 episodes, Outreach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, incredible.
Knock that out today, then.
The finish of episode 2, where two of the guys in the back room there with the guy in charge of running the operation and doctoring the books, they're like, we're going to get caught. I can't sleep at night. I can't live with myself. I want out, or he's going to shake down Madoff.
Yeah.
And Madoff, he's going to shut it down, right? He's screwed. And Madoff's actually negotiating with the guy like he has some kind of leverage. So the guy can throw out any number, right? It's like, I want more money, or that's it. I'm not going to go through this. I'm going to... $60,000. That's what he came back with. $60,000. He's got what? $440 billion, whatever this scam was? And he goes, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to blow the whistle on you. Unless I get a raise. He could have thrown any number at Birdie. You had to honor it. $60,000.
That's
what the number was. Yeah. Incredible. $1.2 million on the under in the AFC title game at BetMGM. Under 49. $330,000 on the Chiefs. $220,000 on the Chiefs as well. Some lose some. This is from Jimmy Traina. Good tweet here. When you watch the games yesterday and the atmosphere, they want to take this away? Jimmy tweets, the neutral site is the worst sports idea ever. Just when you look at how Romo, it's as loud as I've heard it here all year. And then the atmosphere for the Philly game. You know, and
please don't do it.
And you keep hearing they want like this college football type thing with what they...
Oh, God, no.
And the test balloon was going to be Buffalo at Kansas City, although it didn't work out. Let's go to India. Just going to try to get to work here, right? I mean, oh, my God, this guy, you're taking the bus on the cliff. With the waterfall, one false move and you're going down, buddy. I mean, you have no room to navigate this with this road in India. You're trying and you got to go 2 miles an hour. I can't believe there's a road there or someone would drive on it.
I used to walk to school 8 hours a day, 8 miles a day, uphill through snow both ways, right? This is what it's actually like to get from town to town in India. You're getting from one small village to the next and you have to go on this cliffside underneath the waterfall.
No. Oh, how scary is that? That is...
Not for all the money in the world,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. That is awesome video. That is great job. Awesome, guys. Lose some. How about... Remember when we were growing up, games would always start on time? How about a 12:07 kick yesterday?
Oh, I'm well aware. Yeah.
What are they doing?
Watch the whole time. Tick, 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 tick.
That's so bad. That's so bad. $300,000 at MGM. Bengals team total over 23.5. No good as well. What was the Empire State Building doing? That's another... after the Eagles won, in honor of the Eagles, they went green and white on the Empire State Building. And then they did it for the Chiefs.
I saw
people were actually tweeting, are there multiple Empire State Buildings I'm not aware of?
It's like, why would they do this? And then in New York, it's a Giants
Why
town.
Would New York do that for Philadelphia?
Yeah, for the Eagles, right. Your hated rivals. Sure. Absolutely.
One bad beat in hockey over the weekend. How about this? The Sharks scored an empty net goal to go up 4-2 with a minute left and change. They lost the game. They're the third team to score an empty net goal in the last 2 minutes of regulation and lose. The Sharks also did it 2 years ago in the 69-70 Red Wings.
And what's the in-play on something like that?
Oh, my God. You're right.
It's off the board, actually, is what it is.
Yeah. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. So good call on Mahomes 9-1. You're sitting pretty there, most passing yards of the playoffs. And I will say this, though. The 49ers, stupid penalties. And they lost their cool multiple times.
Well.
What's Greenlaw doing?
Punching the ball over and over and over again.
The game was over at that point. But then Trent Williams with the body slam as well.
Another one, yeah. I mean, you know what that was? It was just frustration to have the season come to an end like that. And I understand, for the players, the coaches, for the fan base.
Well, yeah.
A 12-game winning streak.
To go out like that.
And they were legitimately right there, one of the best teams in the entire league. And they go, and the game is just, it's dead. Your chances are, after the fumble by Josh Johnson, that's the ball game. And you just had so many things going against you at the same exact time. And they could not throw the ball down the field after the Purdy injury. That's it.
That's what sucks about it. I mean, it's one thing for someone to beat you, but you don't even have a chance with the injuries.
Right.
You know? Yeah, again, Sirianni, full marks. 4th-and-1 at his own 34, 7-7 game.
Loved it. And again, you never heard anybody come out and say, what is he doing going for?
Sure,
it's because they picked it up.
Yep.
Awesome job by that guy.
Yep. You will be outraged. You're going to get so mad watching the Madoff thing.
Okay.
Just some of the stuff in there, too. This guy, Harry. Harry goes to the SEC 6-7 times. They actually call Madoff. Are you on the up and up? Yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll
take his word for it, right. And then the he's obviously a monster and an animal. But the worst part about it is just people like, I gave him all my money. All of it? All of it.
All of it.
All of it?
Every penny.
Everything. Billionaires, too. I gave them everything.
Oh, boy.
And that is just...
Well, I'll flip it here and go on a positive note. I brought this up back in October on a road trip. We started the audio version of Matthew McConaughey's book that he wrote a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We finished that this weekend. It's 7 hours if you listen to him. But if you want something entertaining to listen to, I cannot recommend McConaughey Green Lights enough. It's his voice. It's his writing. It's his inflection the entire time, his life story. First of all, I'm a big fan of that dude, but he tells what it was like to go through, you know, coming up dazed and confused and how that was ad-libbed all the way through losing like 55 pounds for Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even know the movie was going to get made. God. It was a total gamble the entire time.
Yep.
But just how he lived in a trailer park for much of his life. And he said, there are trailer park rules, man. People knew who I was, but when other people like paparazzi come around, I relied on those people and they would be like, nope, get out of here right now. I don't care how big of an A-lister he is. You're not taking photos of that guy.
Yeah?
They take care of each other.
Not bad.
And he would move from spot to spot to spot whenever he needed something else to happen in his life. Awesome. Awesome job by him.
Sounds good. I'll check it out.
Here's your pro tip of the hour.
Well, the listeners chime in right away yesterday. Have the accounts always fully loaded. I mean, how was that? Yeah. You had to, because that news, you got that news from people at the game. Uh-oh, Johnson's in now.
Yep.
Purdy's hurt.
And when
you
the
had
Eagles,
that news early.
Yeah, and when the Eagles had the ball, Purdy was not even throwing the football on the sidelines.
That too.
That was massive.
Yep. In-play dream.
So again, your betting numbers, not teams. If you followed the money on the Super Bowl line movement, you could have possibly set yourself up nicely for the big game. That was last night. And who knows where this number goes this week or next. A lot of time to talk about it here. Before kickoff, former longtime NFL executive and current VSiN host Michael Lombardi on the show next. His most important takeaways from yesterday and what it means for the Super Bowl matchup. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.